Famcast Media. Bitch.
The P13 Podcast.
Saloon in front of the stage at Lucky 13 Saloon. I got D. I got Jamal to my right.
What's up?
I got D behind the fucking curtain.
Yo.
What's happening, guys?
I knew I should have got a new battery for this fucking mouse.
What's the matter? Your mouse died?
Yeah, it's fucking acting up, man. I'm like, motherfucker, I should have got a fucking battery. I knew it, bro.
2 seconds, you're into the fucks already.
Yeah, I'm fucked up. Jesus Christ.
It's a kid's show. This is a kid's show.
A kid's show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anybody else dying from allergies today?
A little bit. I wonder why I woke up tired. I'm like, man, I slept good last night. Like,
that's it too, though.
Yeah. I'm like, why am I? No, every time that's what allergies do to me. I get a little stuffy, my eyes burn, but I'm like lethargic and shitty feeling. That's the worst. That's the worst feeling. Because, like, you know, I can deal with a little eyes burn and a little stuffy nose, but I don't want to do anything. I just want to lay around and do nothing.
I don't know. I don't get that, bro.
Yeah?
I'm good there. I just got the liver thing.
Yeah, his fucking liver's bottom. I'm telling you, you look good. Get your
you're
test done.
Slim.
You're looking good, man.
I don't see it, dude. I still see fucking the monster.
You got body dysmorphia?
Yeah, dude,
you
know that? That's bad, dude.
I'm sorry, man. You look handsome, bro.
Yeah, my wife says so, and I'm like, shut up!
that's nice of your wife. You know?
She has to, bro. What the fuck? It's her job.
She's got to tell herself that, too, or she's got to be miserable.
Well, we're live on Instagram as well this time for the first time.
We're live on Instagram for the first time. Big time. We've hit the big time.
There you go.
We put out a commercial last week. A week and a half ago, we put a commercial out on the interwebs. Frankie's very happy with himself.
Let me get that set up here. Don't worry. You're still on, bro. Just behind the scenes.
Frankie's very happy with himself.
Yeah, he's waiting for his Oscar now.
Yeah. He's like, he won't come on the podcast because this is beneath him.
Really?
Yeah. He's like, listen, I only act now and I'm only in front of the camera. I'm not behind the camera.
Because he's the bunny?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, his ego's a little, it was hard to get him through the door this morning.
It was kind of cool, though, man, seeing Frankie fucking bunny out, you know?
Yeah.
I heard him asking for a raise earlier.
Whoa!
Yeah. So I raised my dick up and made him suck it. Kids show. I'm sorry, kids. I'm sorry.
I haven't dropped the F-bomb yet, by the way.
Yeah, no, it's good of you, Jamal. Somebody's got to be the adult.
Somebody's got to
dropping bombs, dropping bombs.
He's dropping the, you know, he's being an adult. We'll give you 15 minutes to drop an F-bomb.
I said like 5 minutes. I think you could drop an F-bomb.
No,
maybe
we'll
10.
Keep it as clean as possible.
Keeping it PG-13?
Yeah. Fuck you.
That's 13. Not bad.
Yeah, so we released a video this week. It was funny. Oh, so I got yelled at on Instagram. They pulled one of my posts down. Because some dude, so I post, you know, it went on the Lucky 13 Instagram page. And then it went, then I posted it on mine. And some dude commented, he's like, because I say, you know, Lucky 13, Brooklyn's original metal bar, which we are.
Exactly.
And some guy wrote.
Don't.
Yeah.
No.
He's like, you guys got to give props to Duffs. You're being disrespectful. They've been doing it way longer than you. And I was like, first of all, bro, fuck off. You don't know what you're talking about. Actually, I wrote was. We've been around. We opened up 2003. He opened up 2005. He had Bellevue Bar before that, but that was not a metal bar. It was a cool rock and roll bar. And that wasn't in Brooklyn. We were the first ones in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
So I wrote on an, and if, so that all I wrote at first was I was just keeping my shit together. And then I got annoyed. I'm like, you know, I'm like, listen, you're talking about being respectful. You're posting this on my page, you fucking pussy. and then they like within 10 minutes, all of a sudden it said, this post went against community standards. I'm like, ah, shit.
Oh, he reported it.
Huh?
He reported
what
it.
Did he report it?
Because he's a pussy. No.
And because the stuff that people put in their captions is crazy unless somebody reports it.
So I wrote that. So he must have reported
it. So the beef is on now. Who is this guy?
I don't know. David something. So what's funny, though, is then I wrote to him privately. I'm like, I wrote to him private because I got pulled down really quickly. So yeah. I didn't know if it was him that reported it or whatever. So I just wrote to him privately. I'm like, bro, you want to talk about disrespectful? You know, posting that shit on my page. I said, if you wanted to hit me up privately, I could have educated you on the history of Duff's and Lucky 13.
Nah.
And he wrote, okay, hothead. He's like, you know, he said something. He's like, oh, he called me a hothead. I'm like, yeah, it fucking annoyed me. It annoyed me, but I don't think that makes me a hothead, you know? It pissed me the fuck. Like, I didn't, I'm going to go posting some dumb shit on your page. And, you know, people are annoying, right?
Nah.
This other guy last week had a problem with Jamal and posted on his page, like, fuck Lucky 13, the fucking...
The blah, beef blah, blah, is blah. On, it's real, bro, it's fucking real.
Yeah, he's like, fuck Lucky 13, and blah, 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 and like all this kind of bullshit. So I hit him up privately.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, dude, if you got a problem, we can talk like men, you know what I mean, and you can come to me. And then he's like, I'll be right there. I'm like, I was an hour away. I was upstate. I'm like, okay. So he literally, and I was on my way back. I was driving back, but I was in traffic. I couldn't get here as quick as he could.
Nah.
I'm not even going to say his name. He's in a band. And
was he waiting for you?
No, apparently he was here and he hit me up and he's like, oh, okay. He's like, I just don't like that way the situation was handled. I'm like, whatever, dude. I'm like, he's like, I won't talk any more shit about Lucky 13. I'm like, fine. But he never pulled the post down. He still got the post.
You know what's funny, though, is Duff. Is Duff putting these guys up to it? Or are these dudes just acting like dicks?
No. Jimmy doesn't care about us. He doesn't pay attention to what we're doing. It's just, you know, people. And this isn't just about like a Duff thing. This is just kids being dramatic.
Nah.
And they're babies now. You know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry it didn't go your way. And I'm sure Jamal was like, come back next week or whenever you want. The guy's in a band. He wants to put us on blast. We got 26,000 followers on Instagram.
Nah.
Well, if I put him on blast, I'm sure he would be very upset. He's only got 30 friends. So, you know what I mean? Like,
he's welcome to come and talk to me anytime.
Yeah. And like, if you show it, like, and like, apparently he came in, he was bitching to Sam. I'm like, you know, dude, like, I'm sure, like, you're a professional. I'm sure you handled it fine. But I'm like, dude, if you got an issue, you know, you can hit me up privately or talk to us. Don't just go on fucking line. Whatever. People are freaking babies.
Actually, let's just make it clear what happened. He got into some altercation with somebody else at the bar for being a little bit too friendly with somebody that he don't know, and he was getting his ass beat, and I separated them, and one guy left, and he stayed here being drunk and a problem.
Yeah.
And you got escorted outside. You know, it could have...
He couldn't handle his liquor.
Well, like, and he was... And then he brings race into it, too, because he's a black guy, and he's like, oh, you know, and they let the white guy stay, and I'm like, I don't think they did. You know what I mean?
Who said that?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Why would he say that?
Yeah,
wow.
Apparently, I don't want to go dropping names, but, you know, the C guy with names with Arlos... was here, and he apparently was going, bro, that's not the way it happened. And he kept saying, like, that's not the way it happened. The guy was escorted, the Irish guy was escorted out too. And I'm like, also too, the bouncer's black. Like, the guy was just a brat.
And the bouncer's a racist.
When an altercation breaks out, it doesn't matter who started it. I always
throw them both out.
I'm on the aggressor first.
Yeah.
So the guy that's on top of you, even though if he's beating your ass for a reason, I grabbed him first. Like, hey man, I don't know what happened, but stop, let me handle him. By the time I let him go, he was out the door in a car leaving. This guy is in here screaming, yelling at everybody, talking a lot of shit to a whole lot of black people, which is not a smart idea to do. like not smart. He was like, y'all don't got shit on me. I'm like, you don't really say that where I'm from. Yeah. But like, he had a tab open, he had his card, he dropped his keys, he lost his coat. We gave him all those things. He's like, all right, man, sorry that happened, have a good night. Comes back, starts yelling again. I was like, wait, what are you doing? Yeah. Everybody's gone.
Fuck
what
that
are you doing?
Guy.
Jesus.
I was nice to him too. I was nice to him, and I thought we squashed it, but he still doesn't want to put it down. Fuck you. You know?
You don't come to the bar no more, man.
Yeah, don't come
you don't have to come here.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, he felt like he couldn't solve the issue with whoever he was fighting with. Because, like, I kept you from getting your ass beat, but then you pointed all your issues toward me.
Yeah.
Like I said, you can come talk to me whenever you want. You know where I stay.
Yeah, and you want to go blasting, you know, whatever, dude. You can't make everybody happy, you know?
I mean, they're keeping the beef alive. Like you said, Jimmy can give two fucking shits. You can give two fucking shits, but they're keeping the beef going.
Yeah, well, this is some other fucking random guy. Oh, what's funny, though, about that guy... the guy that called me a hothead. You know, and then he started following me on Instagram.
Just want attention, man.
People just want attention. He's got like 72 followers. And I was just like, I just gave him the horns. So I was like, all right, dude, whatever.
Come by, have a shot.
People are silly. You know, everybody thinks they got a voice nowadays. Like sometimes you got to get punched.
That's the problem with the internet, bro. It gave everybody a fucking voice.
Everybody's got a voice, and there's nothing behind it. You can say whatever you want, and you know you're not going to get punched in the face.
That's the problem.
Sometimes people need a punch in the face. I'm not saying
that's how it happened. We were growing up, bro. Yeah. You said something wrong, you got punched in the face. Shut your mouth.
You don't talk at your parents. You said talk shit to your parents. They'll smack you in the freaking head.
When you used to say why.
Yeah.
Pow, that's why.
Yeah. Because I said so. That was it. Because I said so. Okay. I get it. Say fuck you to your mom. Oh, my dad would have kicked my ass. I was scared of my dad when I was a kid. And you should have been.
You were supposed to.
Yeah.
You know?
I was fucking scared shit of him. And he hit me a few times. I remember him kicking me down the hallway. That was enough for me. I was like, I don't need that in my life, you know?
Nobody gets their ass beat anymore.
No, and I'm like fucking, and so like if I did something fucked up, I was like, shit, dad's going to kill me.
That's why the fucking world's in fucking shambles, bro, because nobody gets their ass whooped no more.
Yeah.
You know?
Man, parents used to play mind games, just say, like, stop crying before I give you something to cry about. Like, just like,
yeah. My mom used to beat us with a wooden spoon.
The spoons, the fucking belts, the fucking wet the leather belts up, bro, and make it a little more fucking
Oh man.
How many of those ass whoopings did you deserve though?
All of them. Every single one of them.
I was a little fucking douche.
Yeah.
You know, it's fucking, that's why when you grow up, you know, you're not a douche no more to people.
Yeah. Exactly. Common courtesy.
You know, I don't fucking know, dude. That's why I don't have my page public.
Why?
Because it's fucking assholes like that, bro. I gotta know you to be on my page, dude.
Yeah,
I can't do. I couldn't do that, man. It sucks being like inside. You're a public figure, no matter if you hate it or not.
Yeah.
You're a public figure, dude, and you gotta be public. You gotta have shit open.
And I get that. Listen, I look at friends of mine. You know. The friends of mine that are like, you know, celebrities or whatever, and they, I don't know how they deal. Like, I don't know how they deal with it. You know what I mean? Like, I see shit that people talk about a friend of mine. I'm like, I don't say nothing to them, but I'm like, it's maddening. I'm like, you know, everybody sucks. Everybody sucks.
I don't know how you fucking do it, bro. I mean, I fucking.
Usually I yell back, like, if somebody likes this. some things went, but like that kid that said some shit about us that got in a problem with John, his page is private, so whatever.
You
can't see it anyways. You know, he didn't tag Lucky 13 Saloon. He didn't tag any of us in it. Yeah. But you know,
but I mean, to get a post taken down, like to go back to get a post taken down from a public figure bar.
Yeah,
it's like, dude, really, bro, is your fucking day better now? You know. Yeah.
Well, and you know, to shit on other people's businesses too. Like, you don't realize, like, this is my job. This is how we make money. Like, if it went away, you know what? You got to put, you know, 20 people out of fucking work. And it's
exactly.
You know,
I mean, to me, it's like you say, how would he like it if fucking, or how would Jimmy like it if fucking one?
Yeah, but
I know it has nothing to do with him, but I mean, but he would be fucking, you know, going at them too. So it's like, yo, you're helping this guy, but you're not really helping this guy.
Yeah, but this is his band. Like, this guy's got a band. If I put his band on blast, he would be very upset. But I wouldn't do that to the rest of the members in his band. Now what I do it to him.
Did he play here? Did he have a bad time here?
Yeah, his band has played here before.
Oh, I bet they won't be playing here.
No, I'm going to tell Carlos, like, fuck those guys.
Jesus Christ, so he might just get fucking ousted from the band now.
I don't know. He's a drummer, though. Drummers are hard to come by.
Drummers are all fucking assholes, bro. I used to have a fucking drummer, bro, when he didn't get his way, he'd be like, I'll go home.
Yeah.
I'll go home. I don't have to play the show. I don't have to do it. Like, you cockfucker. Always the fucking drummer.
Yeah, drummers.
You never hear the bass player or the singer or the guy, I'll leave you. Fucking go. You know? Yeah. It's like, no.
The guy was a douche. He was trying to record it too.
Oh, he was trying to record it?
Yeah.
Like, okay, record.
Oh, he pulled out the phone. He went millennial.
He reminds me of that Antifa guy.
Yeah.
It's just like he was like looking for a fight so he could record and say that he was getting beat up.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, I don't know why you're talking to me like I have the problem with you. Like, just go home. Like, it's over. Everybody that you had a problem with is gone. You're the only person here just screaming at people.
You know, it sucks because I want to take his phone and whip his phone. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would have been like, oh, I don't know. I didn't see anything. I don't have cameras either.
All his power is gone.
Yeah.
All the power is gone. Yeah. No Twitter, no Facebook.
No Facebook, no nothing. Go fuck yourself.
Jesus Christ, man.
See? And you know what? I'm going to shut up.
What?
Nothing, nothing. You know, this is what I'm saying. Everybody needs a fucking smack once in a while. You know what I mean?
It's the fucking way of the world, bro. It's
Is he a big guy?
No.
No?
Was he tall, skinny?
I just don't want to go picking on a guy bigger than me. I don't need that drama in my life. Listen, he's black and bigger than me. I'm fucked.
That's it, bro. You're going down, bro.
Damn it.
Oh, we got your boy here. You got your boy here.
We got Ronnie. Speaking of drummers.
You know, not all drummers are assholes.
No, Ronnie's a good drummer. A lot of them are fucking... Yeah, you know, I've been very fortunate. I've only played with minimal douchey drummers. Ronnie knows one of them. and he was still all right. I mean, I was very fortunate to play with whoever I play with. I had a good fucking...
I mean, fucking, well, we were talking about it before, you know, like we're shitting on all drummers, bro. We got for a little guitar player here, man. We're fucking Ace Frehley.
Yeah.
And then fucking Kiss just sold their whole... catalog, which I think is pretty cheap because Star Wars sold for about $10 billion and Kiss sold for $300 million.
$300 million.
But dude, come on, you got to think how many albums, bro? They're fucking their toys, everything. They got all the gimmicks.
Yeah, but Paul and Gene are how old? You know what I mean? Like like you can't spend $300 million no matter how hard you tried with those two.
So you think they just split? You don't think Ace and Peter are getting
I think Ace and Peter.
But I mean, if it's the publishing, bro, if Ace or Peter sold their publishing, they're fucking
I doubt they. For you can't. First of all, you can't say that anymore.
I have retarded family members. I'm sorry. What word am I supposed to use it? They're dumbasses.
Mentally challenged.
Ace and Peter would be a dumbass to sell their publishing.
Yeah.
You know, that's a lot of fucking money, dude. Kiss albums still sell, bro.
They still do. I still love Kiss. I mean, no albums really sell anymore, but they still get streams. You know, I'm sure they get tons of streams.
Dude, people buy the fucking albums for Kiss. It's Kiss, man.
Yeah. I mean, vinyls, they can't sell that much, though. They can't.
I mean, they're fucking sustaining, but they're not sustaining on those cheap-ass fucking shows. You saw them, bro, and you thought it was
cheap-ass shows. Those shows were expensive.
Yeah, but you thought it was cool. I see those shows, man, and I'm like,
I loved it, dude. I got chills when I think
about
it.
That's because you were still... That was Kid Jeff
at
the Kiss show. That wasn't adult Jeff. That was Kid Jeff.
It was adult Jeff. I was in the adult section eating sushi watching Kiss. It was totally adult Jeff.
Eating sushi watching Kiss, dude.
Yeah, I was in a private booth. Tao catered it and stuff. It was awesome.
Jesus Christ. Christ, bro.
Yeah, I was totally adulting in the booth. I was so happy to be. Listen, we were in the nosebleeds in one of those luxury boxes. You know what I mean? I didn't care. It was awesome. I got to walk around and eat some food and drink some scotch.
Game, rocky, rocky. I'm gonna miss some good sushi, bro.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it was awesome.
Let me ask you this, bro, about that concert.
You can ask me this.
Was there any moshing? Is there moshing at a Kiss show?
There was not. No.
No?
No.
There's nothing, no pushing, nothing?
No, none of that.
Just
none
people
that.
Standing there.
Just people standing there, just rocking out, man.
Well, hey, you rock out by standing there.
You rock out, you just sit there and watch the band. You
bopping your head.
Yeah.
Eating some sushi.
Yeah. These little girls came up. It was really funny. These little girls came up. They were in their early turn. Like the one, Beth, they were singing the song Beth. And
you know he lip syncs that, right?
I'm sure he
does. And fakes the piano.
Why are you killing my buzz, bro?
I'm just saying, bro.
Why are you killing my guy buzz? It was a beautiful concert. I really had goosebumps the whole thing. It was a beautiful thing. But these little girls come, they're like, oh my God, my dad loves this song. I was like, hey, honey, take our seats. It was John Lamaki, was most of the gentlemen. I was like, yeah, go ahead, you take our seats and let them. And then as soon as Beth was over, they were polite enough to get back out. And I sat down eating my sushi again, watching Kiss. It was awesome. It was great. I fucking loved it.
They wanted to watch, what is it, Eric Singer use Peter Criss's voice.
Yes.
And, wow, okay.
I don't know I don't think he lip syncs. They might have a little back.
They showed it, bro. He does not play the piano.
They might have
at all.
You know what? I'm okay with it.
I'm a Kiss fan, bro, and I'm like, I can't be like that.
I just don't understand. If you can't do it anymore, I don't know what the point is.
Well, and
exactly.
This is why
you're a purist.
But this is why they were done, you know. But also, too, a band like, you know, who really pisses me off. That you know, it's not like I was a fan, but Motley Crue. It's so embarrassing what he's doing. They need to stop. dude.
They need to stop.
Like they need. But also too, fans got to stop like supporting these guys. They're doing a job. Like it's like buying, you know, it's hiring a dude to build your house, and he can't really build a house anymore.
I mean,
you know?
I mean, at least Kiss are playing their instruments.
Kiss is playing their instruments. They're still running around on stage. Paul Stanley's still flying across the stadium. On a wire. He's 70 something years old. Nah. Vince Neil's 20 years younger than him.
Fucking 200 pounds heavier than him, too.
Yeah, he looked like he ate Paul Stanley. You know?
He, dude, if there's actually, I saw a fucking meme, bro. Vince Neil looks like the fucking, what was that? That Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Oh, yeah, the fucking, yeah. He looked like the abominable fucking thing.
Yeah. Okay. It was funny because there was a tweet from, I don't know if it was real or not, but there was a tweet. There was a picture of, or whatever, on some part of social media. There was a picture of Vince Neil and the Abominable Snowman next to each other. And, you know, they're both doing the hands up in the air thing, and they look like...
Bro.
Vince Neil saying, will people stop sending me this? I'm sure they sent it to him. Like,
dude, but it's like you got paid all that money to lose weight. What the fuck is the problem?
I don't know. I mean, and listen, I don't know.
Your job was to lose weight.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
Yeah, that's it. And sing, you know. And sing.
Dude, it's fucking...
What about Motorhead? Do you like Motorhead?
I wasn't ever really into it, but I respected it. I did buy the DVD.
Okay.
I went out and I bought that. It was a great fucking documentary with Lemmy. Yeah. Love Lemmy.
Yeah, I love Lemmy.
Paid my respects at the Rainbow and everything. Had a Jack and Coke in front of fucking his statue and everything. I had paid the respects. But I mean, into Motorhead, I like a couple of their tracks, man. There really was like, you know, Die Hard, right. You know.
I'm more than AC/DC.
A thousand times more than AC/DC.
It's funny. I was just hanging out with my friend this weekend who he does not like AC/DC. He does not like Motorhead. You guys kind of...
I mean, how can you not like Motorhead, though, man? Motorhead's metal, man.
And I mean, I wouldn't even say it's metal. I like their shirts and stuff. I like Orgasmatron was the best album.
That was a great song.
Yeah, it was a great song. Sepultura did it better, to be honest with you.
100%. I agree with you.
Yeah. Sepultura's breaking up, apparently.
Oh, dude. Fuck, it's not Sepultura.
No, I don't
fucking care.
I feel like it was. I feel like Sepultura broke up when...
when Max left, bro. Yeah. You know, I mean, look, if I saw these guys in front of me, bro, fucking Derek Green and whatever, all that, I'm respectful. What's up, dude? But, I mean, as a music fan?
Yeah.
That's fucking... Sepultura died once fucking Roots was done.
I feel the same way.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and then you can come out and be like, oh, what about Anthrax? I don't know, dude. It's different, bro.
It's totally different, though. But Anthrax is still pretty much original
same,
guys again.
Yeah, the same dudes who fucking made the band were still in the band, even though they got rid of fucking Belladonna.
Then Belladonna came back, and now they don't have Danny Spitz anymore.
Yeah.
And I forget the other guitar player's name.
Oh, fuck. I can't remember. I think he's a fucking Queens dude or a Brooklyn dude.
Is he?
I can't remember his fucking name. But, I mean, yeah, you still got the same...
He was here one night.
You still got the same OGs and Anthrax, but I mean, when it came down the fucking...
After Kiss, well, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but after Kiss one night, the guitar player from Anthrax came down here.
Who's this? Alex Haber. Did somebody say Sepultura?
Yes, we did, Alex.
Listen to the A-minus Lex album from Sepultura.
It's pretty damn good.
The music is fucking great. I'm giving it to fucking Paulo and fucking Andreas.
Andreas.
I'll give it to him, bro. The music was fucking great. But you're not Sepultura unless you're fucking Max on the vocals. I'm sorry. I'm a diehard Max dude.
Max and Igor on the drums.
Yeah. You know, they still had Igor on the drums for a couple albums.
They did have him.
But no Max, no Sepultura. Man. That's it, man.
I agree. But... You know, but I saw Sepultura with Derek Green on vocals, and it was all right. You know,
it's all right, but it's not. Right. But you know what? Change the fucking name, dude. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
change the name. I hate to be a fucking Debbie Downer.
Just
dude,
take the S off, Sepultura.
Yeah, there you go, man. Yeah. Fucking something, bro. You could have just been like the fucking, you know, the.
It's missing one member. Take the S off, Sepultura.
Exactly, bro.
They should have called me.
There you go.
Alex just interviewed Glenn Benton. Is it out yet, Alex? Mr. Haver?
Well, I know he just had fucking Max on his show again.
He had Max on it, but he also just interviewed Glenn Benton, which I haven't had a moment to sit down and do anything. So, I would like to watch that.
Did you see Anthrax got the OG bass player? OG bass player doing a tour with them?
Danny Spitz?
No, Spitz.
Not Danny Spitz.
Can't remember his name, bro. But like he was on the first
Dan
album.
Dan Wilker.
Yeah.
Yes.
They took him. What's his name, bro?
What did Alex say?
Where we go? Coming out tomorrow.
Nice.
Dropping it. Coming out tomorrow.
So when are they, Dan Loco's coming back?
Well, just for this tour, though, because what's his name, bro? Fucking, God damn it, my mind's fucking blanking. Bass player
Frank Bello.
Frank Bello's having a little, like, there's some family issues or something like that. I don't know. I don't know. They're not saying what, though, but he can't make this tour.
All right.
So this dude's fucking jumping in.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, get a quick payday, bro.
Yeah, well, Nuclear Assault's done. You know, he was doing Nuclear Assault.
Oh, they're over?
Yeah, they're done. You know, it sucked, too, because I was down in North Carolina, and I had to leave the show. I got a migraine. I went and saw. I was looking forward to seeing Nuclear Assault, and
I remember you told me about it. You weren't feeling good or some shit.
Yeah, I got a like crazy migraine. I'm like, I need to get the fuck out of here. It was an all day festival. Demolition Hammer played, and I don't know, a whole bunch of bands, and it was a really cool festival. But yeah, I had to leave.
I mean, it sucks, man. But you know, fucking, you got to fucking end sometime.
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I mean, like certain bands, Sepultura, should have,
you know,
ended it.
I mean, any news on a Slayer camp, though?
Well, Slayer's doing two shows.
They added more? Or
no, just the two that I know of. Yeah, I
heard a rumor that they're going to keep fucking adding on.
Yeah, I'm sure they will.
Money. The festivals are coming up, summertime.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, Twisted Sister has gotten offered tons of money to do some shows.
Wait, that drummer passed away, right? Was it the drummer? Or
I don't know. I still think it's funny that Quiet Riot's still going.
Dude, there's nobody in the band, dude. Who's getting paid?
I don't know.
Who owns this?
I don't know.
You know, it's like, I don't understand, dude. I mean, what is it? What fucking, I think Journey's going to go probably on their third singer.
Are they getting a new singer?
I don't know if Arnell's going to fuck. I don't know. They're saying Arnell got his own camp, and they got, what fucking camps, dude?
Yeah, they're fighting.
You're a hired gun, bro.
This is infighting again.
What point do you think some of these bands, like, when do you think they should hang it up?
I'd say go till you can't. You know, listen, you got a band like Aerosmith, and they're still, Steven Tyler looks great. Fucking Mick Jagger, I'm not a Rolling Stones guy, but Mick Jagger is 80 years old. He's
still knocking bitches
he's
up.
He's running around, yeah, he's running around like a maniac. Still, I saw a video of him the other day, running around on stage.
Keith Richards, still shooting
still
it
doing
up.
It. Well, I guarantee, yeah, these guys, I mean, if you can do it and you're still freaking selling, you know, still selling tickets, fucking keep going. But if you're going to be so disrespectful to your fans and you're not going to take care of yourself like Vince Neil, fuck off. You know what I mean? You're not going to, you know, whatever. But their venues are getting smaller because I see Motley Crue's playing Atlantic City, which is not a big venue.
No.
Hard Rock.
I don't know. Fucking way. Are they still going on tour? Is it the Def Leppard tour again with them? Or
no, that was, I mean, the last tour they did was, it was, who was it? Them, Poison, and Def Leppard.
It's got to stop, dude. Got to stop, man.
Yeah, them. But I heard, Liz, I'm not a Poison guy either, but anybody who I saw that show said Poison and Def Leppard were great. I think Diana.
I heard Poison fucking destroys them. Everybody destroys. You play with Motley Crue, bro, you get destroyed. You're destroying them, bro. That's it.
Yeah. Maybe we should open up for Motley Crue.
Dude, if you open up for Motley Crue, you destroy them.
Probably.
You know? You could just go on stage and just talk, and you're fucking destroying Motley Crue, bro.
Yeah, screw them. Yeah, but I think, honestly, man, if you can keep going, fucking keep going.
Yeah. No, dude, no. Once you start fucking lip singing and fucking...
Well, that's what I'm saying.
And what do they call it? Miming guitar and shit?
You cease to be the band when you start doing
it. Yeah, exactly. Then call it quits. If you can't do it,
call it
quits.
Go home and put the record on, dude, you know?
Yeah. And then it's just embarrassing, you know what I mean? But this, you know, there's still bands doing it. I think Aerosmith is like gonna.
I think they still play.
They're almost done. Yeah.
Did they get the drummer back, or are he still fucking?
No, I think he's gone. I think he was losing his mind. As I think they let him go. And I also heard that Joey, what's his name?
Joe Perry
and Steven Tyler do not get along. They are
different buses, different
camps.
Yeah,
they do not get along.
Well, Joe Perry's doing that fucking, what was that, Vampires in Hollywood, whatever the fuck, man, he's in that.
Was that
band.
Him? With Johnny Depp?
Yeah, he's in that band.
Is he?
Yeah, a couple years ago, he passed out on stage, fucking dehydration.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Everybody
thought
he was about to fucking die.
Yeah.
You know, it's like.
Yeah. Has anybody ever died on stage?
Yes.
Besides getting shot,
the dude from Ministry, bro.
Huh?
The guitar player from, he used to be in Ministry, man. He had a fucking seizure on stage. On the fucking strobe lights and died on stage.
Yeah, during a ministry show.
I forgot what band he was in, dude. It was one of his first fucking bands, and it was in Texas.
Yeah?
And he fucking, the strobe lights are hitting, bro, and he's fucking. But they said he had. They said he had cardiac arrest though, because he had fucking like a lot of clogged arteries and shit though. Pretty big dude, you know. What I mean,
come on, Google that shit. See if anybody died on stage.
I mean, if you have epilepsy, you would think that you wouldn't have strobe lights at your show.
Yeah, you would think so. I remember I had to leave an Overkill show because my ex had epilepsy, and
really,
yeah, Overkill was like tons of lights and stuff.
I mean, it doesn't bother me, man, but I mean...
I should have stayed at the show.
Apparently, that's been happening a lot with her lately.
What? Oh, yeah, well, I don't want to talk about her.
Beautiful.
Died on stage. I didn't know that dude from Ministry.
What is his fucking... Where is his name, man? Jesus. Not Tommy Vick.
We had a guy pass out on stage here one time. It was wild. He was like 7 feet tall, too. They had... They took him out of here in a stretcher, and the stretcher was like, it was humongous seeing this guy, this monster guy, get carried out. He like overheated on stage.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it? Yeah, Mike Sakea, something like that. I'm not sure. I can't pronounce names. He was on stage with Rigor Mortis.
Okay,
that was his OG band.
All right,
and he died 2012.
All right.
Texas, live on stage. That's fucked up, dude. Right on stage. Strits going off. The show just started.
Alex Haber's got to know who died on stage.
Yeah. Alex said, I saw Manson literally break a leg on stage. Jesus
Christ. Oh, you were at that show? I remember seeing that. I saw Pornos from Pyros.
Yeah.
God, years ago in Massachusetts. And they had like these stilt walkers come out. And the stilt walker caught on fire and, like, fucking fell over.
What the fuck?
Yeah. That was wild.
Jesus fucking Christ, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember Alan Manson busted. I was like, I know it was New York.
I mean, I don't know. I keep saying, man, I saw Manson when Manson was Manson.
Yeah, listen, I didn't know what to expect. I saw him on that Antichrist Superstar. He was great. He was amazing. Yeah,
that was in fucking back then. You believed in him. He's a devil.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
There were protesters outside and shit.
Oh, dude, they were. I saw him in Roseland,
yeah,
for that tour, bro. And people were handing out Bibles in front of the motherfucker.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah.
That was cool. I had when scalpers were around, I bought a scalper ticket for $50.
Oh, nice! It was real.
It was a real ticket, man. I got in, bro.
Nick Menza.
Oh yeah, the drummer from Megadeth.
Yeah, had like a massive heart attack during the show
on stage. Yeah.
Yeah, 2016.
Wow.
51 years old.
Yeah, they're about to get back together with him, too.
Not a lot of metal people, but a lot of people have died on stage.
Tiny Tim, didn't Tiny Tim die on stage?
Tiny Tim.
Remember Tiny Tim?
I remember Tiny Tim.
To the tulips.
God.
He used to be on Howard Stern and shit. Actually, I don't think he died on stage. He actually, he showed up to like some retirement community to do like a show, but like not enough people showed up to see him.
Yeah.
And, like, I think he had a heart attack backstage or something like that.
Because there wasn't a lot of people? Or just
no, I'm sure he just, you know, I don't know if you ever saw Tiny Tim. He wasn't the healthiest looking guy in the world. He looked like a big, fat, weird Al Yankovic. Not a healthy guy.
Yeah, I don't see a lot of metal people, but a lot of the shit is weird that I'm finding.
Yeah, people dying on stage.
Some Indonesian performer was, like, performing with a snake on stage, and the snake killed her.
Oh, yeah?
What? Yeah.
Oh, that's wild.
It wasn't properly trained, and it was a python. And
how do you properly train a snake,
dude?
You
can't train a snake. You got to
defang them or
de-venom
something?
Devenom it or have somebody there to watch you with an antidote.
It was a cobra.
Oh, it was a cobra? Stupid.
What a bad idea.
You dumb bitch.
What the fuck? They probably had fucking Jesus on their side, bro.
Yeah. They do that in churches. It's an evangelical
That's that Florida shit, bro. Speaking of Florida shit, man, you fucking going around looking for new places. Did you find a new place yet?
I don't know.
I
hope so. We'll talk about it if we get it. We'll talk about it.
And you're bound on fucking Tampa.
Yes, man. Did I put so much work into it? Yes.
Man.
So we'll see. We'll talk about it. We'll see. Besides dying in my sleep, who's saying it?
That's your boy, bro.
Ron, you ain't dying in your sleep.
Fucking Probably you're dying of hunger in your sleep, man. Yeah. You're not eating nothing.
We hope you ain't going anywhere anytime soon, Ronnie.
Yeah.
We still gotta get Ronnie up to Massachusetts. Ronnie was supposed to come up to see Leeway when Leeway was supposed to play here.
Fucking dude.
Bought him a ticket to come up here and
Leeway's in hospice right now.
Yeah,
bro.
He's in hospice.
Yeah,
right
Eddie's
now.
Not doing too well, bro.
Yeah.
Everybody put your prayers out for Eddie Leeway, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, so it doesn't look like Ronnie's coming up to see Leeway, so I'm waiting for another good show to come around to get.
Did you guys have like a cover band here or something like that? Did you guys have like a cover band here, like some metal cover band?
We have them once in a while. We had a Pantera cover band.
Yeah, that's what it was. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it was all right. There's an Aussie one, I think, coming up soon.
How was the fucking... to me, if you have a Pantera cover band, you got to have the vocals and the guitar. How was both of them?
They were okay. It was good.
It was on point?
Yeah, it was pretty on point. The guitar player was great.
Was he more on point? Was pretty good, too. Was he more on point than Zach?
No. Zach killed it.
You're out of your mind,
Zach,
dude.
Zach killed it. No, don't be shitting on Zach
fucking mind, dude. I love Zach, bro. I love Zach Wilde. And Ozzy.
You don't think he killed it with Pantera?
Fuck no, dude. He's good. But he's not fucking hitting. He's not
Dimebag. I mean, what are you going to do? He's trying.
No, man. No, bro. Now they're fucking, they're talking about, okay, now they're going to pull out a live album. I don't know if we talked about it. They're going to put out a live album.
I heard they're talking about maybe writing some new music.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Just stop it, dude. Dude, there's a fucking video out now, bro. Fucking Chad, bro. From fucking, from Hell Yeah.
Yeah.
He's back in Mudvayne. He's out there and he's out there saying he's like fucking he's a comment got cut off. He's out there saying, Chad, that he's like, look, man, I've been in hundreds of interviews with fucking Vinny. Vinny is not down with this. Was never down with this. Vinny was like, my brother is dead. There's no Pantera.
Yeah.
So he's like,
oh jeez, but you know what though? That was how long ago did Vinny die? 10 years ago now. You know, if Vinny was,
Pops just died too.
Okay, so Vinny was saying that. But you know what? Like 10 years go by. 10 years go by. Like you
dude,
never
how many,
know
how many years this, went by, bro. This, he was still saying it.
This, who cares? You know, because he was still going strong. Like if he didn't have anything going on right now,
you're that guy, aren't you?
You know what I mean? Listen, I don't even like Black Label Society, and I'm not even a huge Zach Wilde. I think honestly, I met him once, and he was, like, super nice to me.
He's a side man. When I talk shit on his fucking shows, I'm not making fun of your character.
Yeah.
I'm just fucking saying, bro, you just don't fucking fit.
And listen, I saw him with Pantera. I saw him over last summer, and he was great. He was fucking great.
You heard your Zach squeals or your Dime squeals?
I heard some Zach squeals. He put his own little flavor on it. Well, you know, it shouldn't sound like the record.
It should sound like fucking Dime.
But Dime didn't sound like the record.
Sacrilege, motherfucker! Watch your fucking mouth, dude.
Zach didn't put. I mean, Dime didn't.
Dime
play.
Was on point every fucking night, dude.
Jeez.
You better watch. You have to take you to Texas, and you're gonna apologize to this fucking tomb, dude. Fuck that.
You know, man, I feel like Zach and Vinny hopefully would have buried the hatchet with
I don't think
with
they
Phil by now.
I don't think they would have, bro.
I don't know. You never know. I think it's funny that who's one that won't bury the hatchet is who's the one that won't bury the hatchet? The Skid Row guys.
Oh, dude, they got to take Bach now, dude. They just fired the fucking singer. Well, he might have left because he's still going through fucking chemo and all that shit. You know,
he had cancer and they fired him.
He's got fucking what do you call that? That blood cancer, fucking leukemia.
Oh,
fuck
him, fire him then.
You know, but I mean, yeah, you could take fucking, you know, the wrestler Roman Reigns takes a strong medicine every fucking day to keep that shit in remission, bro.
Yeah.
So I mean, you could do it, man, but.
What are you saying?
I said dying in my sleep would be my first choice. Dying on stage would be my second.
Fuck that, Ronnie. Who the fuck wants to die on stage? Dying in sleep, that's everybody's dream.
Exactly.
You know? That's why I'm hoping. I'm hoping I go peaceful in my dream.
Oh, yeah. Lizzie Hale is singing for Skid Row now, which is, okay, it's cool for the tour.
Who's Lizzie Hale?
From fucking, what was that band, Hailstorm? What the fuck, what's her fucking band?
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
But, I mean, look, you fired the guy or he quit, whatever, because he can't do long tours because of the cancer shit.
Yeah.
Okay, that's understandable. You take this chick in to fucking, for the dates. You got to fucking take Bach back, dude. This is your last rodeo.
Listen, they must fuck.
You can, dude, Kiss, everybody's corn. All the bands are on separate buses. Nobody rides the same fucking bus.
I hate him. But then you still got to like be on stage. Like, you got
to
still
and
be
tell
on
him
this,
to, and tell him to keep that political shit off the fucking stage. Understand that.
Who, Sebastian?
Sebastian Bach needs to keep his fucking political shit all Trumpy this, Trumpy
that. Is he political?
Shut the fuck up on stage and just sing fucking 18 in a Life and we're fucking golden here, bro. That's it, man.
Man, he's very passionate about this Skid Row thing.
Bro, Skid Row. It's Jersey. New Jersey, man. They're fucking New Jersey. Except fucking Bach. He's a Canadian boy, but we're letting that slide, dude. Yeah,
because he represents Jersey.
That's
he
it, does. Bro. He's representing.
And he
us,
also
man.
Resides in New Jersey, I think. Yeah, does he not?
We let him come over, bro. He's an honorable member of Jersey. We gave him the patch.
Yeah.
But I mean, bro, it's like, dude, this is your last fucking shit. Just fucking bury the hatchet. Get your millions and chill out.
They
dude.
Should bury the hatchet.
But it's fucking Snake, dude. It's either Snake or the fucking other guy, dude. It's like, stop it, dude. Cut the fucking shit, bro.
I get it, bro.
Aren't they still managed by fucking Kiss's manager, Doc McGee?
I don't know.
You know, it's like, dude, Doc, do your fucking job. If you're still managing
them,
bro. Doc
should do his job.
I mean, you got Kiss back together for a couple years. I think you can get Skid Row back for two.
He's very passionate about this Skid Row thing.
Yeah. Dude, man, I would go see some Skid Row if Bach was in the motherfucker, man, you know?
I was not a Skid Row guy.
You'd want to see 18 in Life, bro. That's it. I see 18 in Life, I leave. I'm gone. Yeah. Yes.
You what was
made a memory.
You were a slave to the grind, no?
Made a memory, dude. I'm not gonna say I'm a big Skid Row fan. Not gonna lie, but I mean, when I was getting into metal, that was on the fucking TV, man.
I get it. You were a couple years younger than me. That's your time.
That's what was on the fucking TV, dude. It's like them and Nelson and all. I love Nelson. I'm a fucking closet Nelson guy.
Oh, you're in the closet.
I don't
right.
fucking care, dude.
Nelson.
That's what was on the TV,
do
man.
Do you know who Nelson is?
No.
Holy shit. Did you have a Nelson poster? He's definitely in the closet. Definitely in the closet.
I mean, bro, but that's what was on the metal channel.
I mean, if you had a Nelson poster on your wall, did you have a Nelson poster?
No, I didn't have that. I had a lot of Kiss posters and stuff like that, man. But Nelson wasn't one. I think I did have a Nelson poster. I'm not even fucking lying, dude. I think I did have one. But I mean, that was what they were calling metal when I was getting the metal in like 1989. That was metal.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, fuck, dude. Revenge was like the hardest album I've ever heard in my life until I heard Slayer.
Yeah. What the fuck is this?
What's Revenge?
Revenge, Kiss's fucking hard album. Bro.
Oh, jeez, that was not. I mean, Kiss. I grew out of Kiss by 1989.
Look at fucking what the fuck is Nelson? Come on,
this is
you know
strange.
You were listening to Nelson.
This is real strange, man.
Come on, you fucking closet Nelson fans. You know you were out there listening to them.
Oh my god, I just got a kink in my back from laughing too hard. Dom, I hear you.
Come
oh my
on,
god.
Man.
Nelson.
That was considered heavy metal, man.
It was not heavy metal.
That was heavy metal, goddammit.
It was not heavy metal. Nelson was definitely
that was hard rock metal. Heavy metal, dude.
It was hard rock.
Ask Eddie Trunk, dude. Come on.
It was, but listen, if any of my friends were listening to Nelson, we would have thought they were sucking somebody's dick.
Nah, dude. Yes. Come on, man.
Yes. You had the poster of this on your wall.
I was fucking like 11, 12, dude. Come on. Dude,
like, listen, I love Steve Vai, but I would never have like one of those pictures that I used to take.
Oh, well, this isn't any. Listen, at least Steve Vai like had some like, you know, kind of heavy like hard stuff. Like, that was not.
Oh, even now, it's like, listen, you guys know you fucking listen to Nelson, dude.
Christ, no. 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 I don't even know.
None, never. Never.
Never listen to Nelson.
I'm not embarrassed, dude. I'm not embarrassed.
No, listen, own it. I used to love Stryper, man.
Look at him, come on.
I listen to Stryper.
Look at that.
Yeah. But they had a Yellow and Black Attack, not fucking, I don't know what Nelson had.
They were twins. Yeah, man. One played guitar, the other one sang. They both sang.
They were very pretty, very pretty.
Come on.
Listen, I get it. When you're young and first getting into bands, there's some embarrassing stuff.
Hey, man. Tell me Ronnie didn't know who Nelson was, dude. Come on.
No, Ronnie definitely didn't know who Nelson was.
Holy shit, man. They were off the radar, man. But, dude, like I said, there was a channel on Channel 4 on, NBC. They used to have early Saturday mornings. They had fucking, you know, like Rock and Roll Hour.
Yeah.
And that was one of the fucking videos that they were showing. It was Nelson. So I was like, to me, I was like, oh, that's just, it's just hard rock, heavy metal.
Listen, those are one of the, it was funny. When we used to watch Headbangers Ball when we were kids, it was like every, like, fifth or sixth video was cool.
Yeah.
You know, you had to sit through your Nelsons.
Exactly.
Your Kicks.
Blame it on MTV for fucking teaching me that, man.
Yeah, it was Nelson, Kicks, Great White.
No winger, dog. No winger, man. Never was into winger.
I can't believe you'd admit to listening to Nelson, but winger, no, dude.
Because winger wasn't on the TV, man. Nelson
winger was.
Was
totally on the TV.
I don't winger no
was
winger, man.
Oh, it's only 17, right? That was winger, yes.
If it was, I like that song. Damn it!
He loves winger. We just got him out of the closet again.
Dude, those jams were jamming back then, man. Yeah. But I mean, that's what they portrayed. Even look how long it took Headbangers Ball to actually turn metal.
No, it did. It took a long time. I wasn't even watching Headbangers Ball by that point. You know
I only
what I mean?
Started like, watching like later on with Ricky and shit, man. Like I didn't watch it with the fucking OG dude.
Adam Curry.
Yeah, I didn't watch.
Listen,
it with
but
him.
Ricky Rackman still had stupid shit on there too. Yeah. It wasn't until. What's his name? Started hosting it years later. They took Headbangers Ball.
Talking about fucking
Jamie Josta. Yeah. But I don't even know then because I wasn't home enough to be watching.
They were playing a lot more heavier shit.
I didn't have cable at the time. I never was home to watch TV, so I don't know what Jamie Josta was playing. But I know he was the face of Headbangers Ball after Ricky Rackman.
No.
And Ricky Rackman was a goof. You know what I mean? Like,
I think fucking Jamie had a little bit of input. Because Ricky said he had no input.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. You know? Not back in the day. But I'm sure to get Jamie Josta on there, I'm sure he had some input. But, you know, I was always, like, waiting for a Testament video or an Overkill video or, even a Kiss video I could deal with over Nelson.
Well, Revenge, like I said, man, Unholy was, like, the fucking ish for Kiss, bro. The fucking, you know, I don't know if you ever heard that song Unholy from Kiss. Because they probably don't play it live because it's cool.
You know, they played one song live that I didn't expect them to play on their last show.
What?
I forget what it was. Yeah, you should watch the Kiss's final. You can watch it on YouTube. And the final show they did at Madison Square Garden.
I was working, but I was trying. I was trying to watch it when I was at work.
I had it. You know, I put it up on the screen here. Afterwards, I watched it like four times again, and I can't remember the song that they played. That was
like I don't. They weren't popping out '80s shits though. I mean, as far back as '80s, what were they popping out? Maybe Lick It Up or
yeah,
fucking
I think
Creatures of the Night.
They played
or something
like that. It was something like that. I forget what it was. I'd have to watch it again. I bet you if you googled fucking Kiss's last show, the songs it would come up, but. Whatever, man. You can't shit on Kiss.
Dude, I don't shit on Kiss, man. I love Kiss. I'm a fucking Kiss fan, but it's just... I know... Yeah, I'm fucking... This dude was fucking hosting a little bit too back in the day.
Twisted Sister, yeah.
Dee Snider.
Yeah, Dee Snider had a metal show. I remember when Rob Zombie would guest host on Headbangers Ball. And
he was doing the background.
Yeah.
He was painting the background.
He was painting his stupid paintings. I am not a Rob Zombie fan. I used to like that first White Zombie record. I actually used to really like. It was funny because Ronnie thought I was corny listening to that.
Sexo Sister was good, and he had a couple solo songs.
Ronnie didn't like that back in the day. He's like, "What is this fucking bullshit you're listening to?" And I really liked it. And that first White Zombie record. But then after that, I mean, did they put out a set? I don't even know what they did after that.
Well, after fucking Astro Creep 2000, that was it.
Oh, yeah, it was Astro Creep. I didn't listen to it then. I listened to that one first, the first record they put out. That was it.
The first one they put out was experimental bullshit.
No, the popular one was the one I went.
It had to be Astro Creep. It was Los Sexo Sisto, fucking blah blah blah, Volume One, and then there was Astro Creep 2000, and then done.
Yeah, but all of his shit just sounds the same, you know. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I enjoyed Power Man 5000 more.
Kind of all of that sounds the same.
Yeah, Power Man 5000 is his brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spider.
I'm not a fan of the Power Man 5000.
I enjoyed them, and they were very nice backstage, very nice guys.
Yeah, he did. I think, he did. It had a groove to it, Ronnie. Remember? Like,
It was going to fucking, just, like, what's the old saying, bro? Fucking,
It grew on you?
Yeah, it grew on you.
Yeah,
it just grows on you.
It did. And that's why I like that first record. And I mean, whatever that, the second, whatever it was. But the solo stuff is, I can't get into the solo stuff either. It's just cheesy.
I mean, I just think he got tired of splitting the money. Because those guys were like, yo, we're ready. Let's go. And he's like, I'm going solo.
Yeah.
It's like, dude.
That's probably his wife in his ear.
I mean, it's always the fucking wife in here, bro, you know?
Put me in your movies. Don't go with the band anymore. Put me in your movie.
I can't hate on that, dude. I mean, are you not going to put the one who's fucking at nighttime in your movie?
Listen, I'm sorry, honey, but you can't act. You know what I mean? Like, you're cute and all, but I would be honest with Michelle.
She was great.
She would divorce me. The second, I don't know what the second album. The second album is Astro Creep?
No, that's their third album. I think Les Sexor Sister, isn't it? Les Sexor,
yeah. That one, it came out like 92 or 93.
Yeah.
Something like that.
It was like all fucking green and all weird trippy looking and shit.
Yeah.
But I mean, look, you got to give Shirley Moon, what was it, Shirley Moon Fry? Sherry Moon Fry, zombie. You got to give her credit, dude. She did kick ass in that fucking Dr. Satan, what the fuck was that fucking shit? His own
House of a Thousand Corpses.
She was fucking kicked ass in that, too.
No, nobody kicked ass in that movie.
No, you're out of your mind. That movie's great.
Captain Spaulding is the only one that kicks ass in all of his movies.
You didn't think they were fucking good?
I know. I think she's a horrible actor. I found that movie entertaining.
It was good.
Astro Creep? I don't know Astro Creep. I never got Astro Creep
2000, bro. Yeah. That's the one fucking... I don't even know. Fuck. That's when they tried to go industrial.
Yeah.
They were trying to go very ministry.
I remember some of the songs. I remember the song Astro Creep, but I don't remember having the album and actually like
everything blurs playing together with them with fucking what the fuck is that song with the, where he they're doing the slide guitar. You know.
That
bleeds in with everything, bro. It's like a lot of this shit sounds the same.
Yeah. I met what's her name? Sean, the bass player. She had another band. She lives down in New Orleans. She owns a bar down there.
I heard she's sued. They want to do it, man.
Yeah, of course they want to do it. But he's the main one behind it.
Guy is like, you know, I'm doing my money.
Yeah, I'm making my movies.
I'm doing my movies and I'm making all the money.
Yeah, motherfucker.
And he hasn't come out with a good movie, fucking.
I actually enjoyed The Munsters, I have to say.
I got to go back and rewatch it, dude, because remember I told you I was fucking high as fuck.
Yeah.
Watching it, and I'm just looking at like, it's.
I got a better guitar, yeah. It's a little whatever, but listen, The Munsters, I enjoyed it.
I guess I was expecting the fucking, like when they got married and had kids and all that shit. I wasn't expecting the meat.
I was expecting to hate it. Like, to hate it. Because I just like to hate on him. You know what I mean? I can get off on hating him.
Yeah.
But no, man.
Well, his wife was in it, though, right?
She was great. She was great.
She was great in that.
She was great. Yeah,
but not great in fucking...
Nope.
Jesus Christ, dude.
Nope.
What about the second one?
Nope. You know what? I like The Devil's Rejects. I did like that one.
That was good, man. Spaulding did a good job in that one, too.
Captain Spaulding was great. He made that movie. I actually went to the theater to go see that. Me and Melody were together. That's how long ago that was. We went to Union Square and saw it.
Oh, damn, man.
Theater on a corner of 11th Street. Yeah, by Webster Hall.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I remember that. Okay, I know that one. That's a nice theater.
Yeah, it was nice. Theater. Yeah. What about, go ahead.
I was going to say, what about Three from Hell?
No. They lost me. You know what I went and saw this weekend? Was Late Night with the Devil.
What is that?
Oh, jeez. Fucking guy.
I still got to see The Omen, bro. I got to see The Omen, too. And that Winnie the Pooh fucking part two.
I want to see Winnie the Pooh 2.0 also.
And they also say with that shit, they're making a universe. Huh? And they're gonna make a fucking...
I heard they bring Tigger into it and everything.
Yeah. The director is talking about that they want to make a fucking universe now. And they want to do a fucking Bambi one.
I heard they want to do that. There's a Humpty Dumpty one. If you go down the rabbit hole, there's like a Humpty Dumpty one. There's
like a horror version of that?
Yeah. There's like multiple Humpty Dumpties.
There's going to be a Mickey Mouse one soon enough.
Yes. Yeah. Because Mickey Mouse, the rights just came up for Mickey Mouse also. Yep.
It's crazy.
I understand not being able to get through The Munsters, and I understand that people fucking hating it because I can't get through half of Rob Zombie's movies. But I really went into it just wanting to fucking hate it.
You and Jerry X loved it, bro.
Yeah, I mean, me and Jerry X don't agree on everything.
You agreed on The Munsters.
We agreed on I think I remember Jerry saying The Munsters.
Oh, he was loving it, bro. He was like, it was fucking perfect, and I'm the only one sitting here like, fucking talking about
everybody I talked to fucking hated The Munsters. I enjoyed it. The Omen is still one of my favorite. The Omen's fucking good,
I love
man.
Omen 3.
Yeah.
I love Omen. I watched it again the other day, bro. Omen 3 was my shit.
He
was
I got to go back and run him. And this is just an extension of the Omen, is it not?
It's a prequel. It shows before Damien was adopted.
Yeah.
Like how the lady got pregnant, how he was born. And like it's like the Vatican had a fucking big cult in it and stuff, which probably is fucking true.
Yeah.
The Vatican is a fucking bunch of devil worshippers, you know?
You know what I rewatched this week was Tusk.
Hate me, Christians.
Did you watch Tusk?
Tusk, I own it.
I own
that shit on Blu-ray, dude.
You know shit.
I love that fucking movie,
man.
That was just some fucking like Kevin Smith. What the fuck?
Yeah, it was some dark shit.
What are you smoking, dude? Because that was like that in Red State.
You know, that was part of a trilogy, that Tusk movie.
Trilogy from what?
Yes, Ronnie, there's a new Omen out.
I'm not watching that Hoser movie.
Hoser? Yes, that's what it was. Yoga Hosers or something like that.
Dude,
I watched the preview for it, and it looked fucking horrible.
His daughter's cute, man, but I'm like, bro, I'm not watching it for a cute chick.
Is that Kevin Smith's daughter?
Yeah, dude. I can't, dude. I can't.
If I had a daughter, I'm keeping her out of the movies because I don't need anybody saying that about my daughter. Oh, she's cute. You know what I mean?
She's of age and she's cute.
Yeah. You know what I saw? So I watched a whole bunch of shit this week because I was doing some research with a friend of mine. And there's a movie called The Trip. It's called The Trip. It's
Like B movies or?
No, it's a Norwegian movie. So it's subtitled, but it was fucking great. It was great.
Satan?
No. Satan wasn't in it. Satan's not. Satan doesn't go to Norway. It's too cold. What was I saying? The Trip. Okay. It was a Norwegian film. It's this husband and wife, and they are planning on killing each other. Like, they don't know that they're going to kill. You know what I mean?
What?
Of course, they don't know they're going to kill each other. They hate each other. And the husband's going to kill the wife and vice versa. Mm-hmm. And it's really good. That's all I'm going to give you. And the premise is great. It starts off pretty good. I feel like it was dragged out a little bit, but it was brilliant. Brilliant movie. The Trip. Check it out.
It's kind of like trippy. Like, what was that fucking movie where the kids went to go live with their grandparents and it was the grandparents got killed?
Yeah. What was the name of that movie?
I can't fucking.
It was an M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah,
movie.
The grandparents got killed and it was fucking.
You already gave away his stuff.
And you should have seen the motherfucker if you didn't fucking see it by now. It's been like 10 years. Jesus Christ.
What is that movie? Do you know the movie we're talking about?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that was that Han chick was in it that I love. I love that lady. She's funny. Kristen Hahn or Catherine Hahn. That's her name. Catherine Hahn. She was the mom in that movie. Shit, I forget what it was. It was The Grandparents or The Visit. That's what it was.
The Visit. I heard of that shit.
That's the movie we were just talking about, you fucking
That's
move.
What it's called? No way! no.
I heard of that movie. That's what we're talking about!
No, I'm getting bad news on the text. Getting bad, no, not bad, bad news, but it's just...
I'm sorry, you
know,
man.
The wife has no way of getting home. So I'm like, I'm fucking over here, and it's like, fuck.
We're wrapping it up in a minute. Be like, honey, I'll be there as soon as I can.
Ain't no way I fucking get out to Elizabeth.
Oh yeah. Sheesh. I'm sorry, honey. She's stuck in Elizabeth.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, you chose to work out there, bro. you gotta be fucking, you know, realistic. Me and my wife are realistic with each other, bro.
Yeah.
We're not dicks.
Yeah.
But that fucking, if you ever watch the fucking, it's called The Visit.
The Visit. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean, it was a great fucking movie.
It was great. It was really good. Just ruined it, but...
What about that movie where they were filming a porno?
Oh, The X?
Yeah, I'd never seen that. Was that good?
It was good, yeah.
Was that an M. Night Shyamalan movie or no?
No. That was like a slasher flick.
Oh, okay.
It was cool, though.
I gotta fuck it. That's one of the ones on my fucking list, bro, to watch.
Yeah, watch that one. It was pretty good. It was pretty good. Yeah, it was good. Yeah, it was all right.
Give it a fucking... Is it Tusk good?
No. Tusk is a rare one. That's a hard one to find that's like good. But that movie The Trip, that Norwegian one, that's kind of Tusk good.
Okay.
And
you got to watch Red State, man. It's just like Tusk. Like, well, it's not like Tusk, but it's a mental fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a thriller.
Okay. I like a good thriller.
Just going to have to keep adding these movies to the list of movies I have to watch.
Did you watch Star Wars yet?
You know what, though?
That's the number one movie you got to watch.
Jamal, how old are you again?
I'm 31.
You should not be home watching movies.
I am never home for 3 hours to watch it.
That's what I mean. Dude, at 30.
I was never home at 30.
No, from 30 to 45, I never watched. I barely watched TV, dude. I'm out. I was out doing shit.
No.
You know?
No.
And your fucking dick should be hard all the time and just fucking leading you around the city.
At 35, it'll.
Is your dick leading you around the city at 30-something years, or 31 years?
My dick is hard all the time.
Yeah, and it should, and sometimes it falls into the right
just
place.
Be careful, you know, it doesn't lead you into a black hole. Yeah. It's like, oh, you're gone.
Hey.
Or a young hole, you know what I mean? You just got to point it in the right direction. Sometimes your dick will not point you in the right direction. Sometimes
never
it goes
does.
In the wrong. As long as it always keeps you in the legal direction, that's what I'm saying. You know
dick
what I mean?
Never points you in the right direction. It's because the next day you're like, fuck!
That's no. why I use my brain, and I've also never said that.
You're right. I've said what?
I've never been.
Oh, you
like
keep the other head on all the time.
All yeah. the time. I have not made those types of mistakes.
Oh man. Well, yeah.
I'm packing some serious iron. I can't be making those kind
some
of
serious iron.
I can't be making those kind of mistakes.
Shit. I wish I could say that. I wish, but my poor dick. I'm like, I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry. Dude, I'm sorry. When I antibiotics again.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, I'm not gonna change a chick's night. I'll change her fucking life.
Holy shit, man.
Ronnie, are you still listening? I think I've told the hamburger story on here before, right? Remember the hamburger story? My fucking poor dick, I'm telling you.
Oh, Jesus.
In the couch?
Yes.
Yeah. That was Ronnie. Ronnie was waiting in the car for me. He's like, dude, what the fuck are you doing?
What is the hamburger story?
Oh, you never told me the hamburger story. Yeah. The hamburger story is great. So me and Ronnie, it was like my first time at a fucking bar. I was not 21 because I was in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And we met these two big girls.
Big mamas.
And they were like playing pool. Ronnie, this is the point of story from my angle. I don't know if you remember this or not. We were in a bar in Pennsylvania, and there's these like two big girls playing pool. And me and Ron were good looking guys back then. We had long hair and like whatever, you know, fucking 19 years old and full of piss and vinegar.
There you go.
So we started, we're 19 years old. We started ordering pitchers of kamikaze, right?
Damn.
And Jesus Christ. So I don't know, a couple of those pitchers in, I'm like, all of a sudden they're like, oh, I'm looking
those girls
right.
looking good.
Yeah.
You got the beer goggles on.
Yeah. Beer goggles, fucking pitchers on my face. And you got to go take a piss?
Yeah.
Should I break? Or you know this story anyways, yes?
Yeah.
So,
you need to be ashamed of yourself.
I can't believe I never told you this story.
No.
So, all of a sudden this girl's looking kind of hot. She wasn't looking kind of hot. I just didn't give a fuck anymore, right? Mm-hmm. So, we end up going to this girl's house. I left Ronnie in the car. And I go up to this fucking girl's house just to bang her out. And I go in. And as soon as I walk in, it's kind of musty smelling in there. You know what I mean? Like, it was not a fucking... It wasn't messy, but it was musty smelling in there. And there's a playpen in the corner. She was older than me. She was probably... She had to have been 23, 24. You know, I said I was only 19. Mm. And so then, whatever. We start fucking around. And I ended up starting to bang this girl on the couch, right? And as I'm banging this girl on the couch, my hand slides in between the cushions, right? And I feel something in the cushions, and I just have to pull something out. It's a fucking hamburger, like a cooked hamburger. And like that fucking hamburger, when I pulled it out of the couch, it was like I pulled a dead body out of the fucking couch. Because the stink that came over that room was just like, woof. And she was like, oh, you know, that must have been my son's burger. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh. And
that's
then,
fucking gross. Yeah.
It was fucking gross.
You should
gross.
Be ashamed of yourself. She should be ashamed.
She should be. But I finished. I still finished. So
you
I was proud
to.
Of myself.
Like a real man.
I told her exactly, like a real man. But she was a big girl. And I remember Ronnie. Poor Ronnie's had to deal with me throughout the years.
I mean, everybody's got to fucking have a big girl story, bro. You have to. I can't tell my big girl stories because I'm married and I'm in trouble. But I got big girl stories too, dude.
Good.
I don't have big girl stories.
No, see, I mean, Jamal just fuck a big girl. Throw a bone to a girl once in a while.
You got some massive steel, right? You know, throw some fucking steel at her.
Just be like, all right, honey, I'm going to do you this favor and take you home. You know what I mean? Just one time only. See it. They'll give you all
the... If there's any big girls listening, you happen to
Yeah, listen.
Be in the market for some cast iron.
He's popping some Mandingo on me. He's got some stick for you.
Yeah, he's got some fucking black iron for you. Dude, like the great girls, they'll give you some, you know, solid loving. You know what I mean? It's, you know, it's all right. You know, as long as they're not too big, like the hamburger girl.
Yes. I mean, how big are we talking here,
bro? She was pretty big.
I'll put out the number, bro. I think the chick I fucking.
She was, you know, this girl was, one,
it's like about maybe 200.
This one was probably 362, somewhere around
fuck.
There.
Fuck!
No, it was a hamburger.
Damn, dude!
I'm just kidding.
How much drink did you have?
I'm just kidding. Honestly, I don't remember. She was probably 200 pounds. And back then, you know, I feel like people are bigger now. Do you remember that, Ronnie? Story, but I can't remember that.
He's fucked up too.
But yeah, well, Ronnie, we were wasted. We drank fucking kamikazes. We drank pitchers of kamikazes. Ronnie was there. Ronnie waited in the car, and what did he say?
He must have been.
Yeah,
trash.
You were trash, Ronnie. You passed out in the car, and I went up to the girls, and you. I remember. I can still see the look on your face of disgust, like you fucking animal. But maybe you were just really drunk. You don't remember it, so I appreciate that.
Hey, I got real high standards.
Yeah. Lower them a little bit, bro. I mean, do a girl a favor. Throw her a little bone.
It's summertime. Listen, yeah. One time a friend of ours that rides, he used to ride a real small bike, and I was out with him one time, and he put this girl on his bike, and the back tire went down.
What?
I was like, dude, are you sure? He's like, I got it.
Yeah.
Listen, serious?
Listen. Yeah, it was a real big girl. Oof.
If you're riding your motorcycle, don't do it. Because you know what? First of all, you're going to blow a shock or something. You got to blow nuts, not shocks. Yeah, you know what I mean?
The back of the bike went down.
I'm sorry, bro. I mean, if you got a motorcycle, bro, you got to have some sexy woman on the back of that shit.
You do, but
I don't even drive a motorcycle. I know you got to have some sexy chick on the back of that.
If you're only going a few blocks, she can be okay.
And it's dark, and she got a helmet on, and nobody can see her face.
You just said you're going to blow some shit. You could blow a shock like driving 10 feet, bro.
I mean, we're in New York,
is
so.
Is it worth it?
Yeah. I mean, sometimes, yeah, it is.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Sometimes I'll fucking blow a shock.
You know that was her hamburger.
What's that?
You know that was her hamburger.
Oh, yeah, it was totally. I remember.
Was the bun and everything?
No, it was just the burger. Just the meat. There was no cheese on it or nothing.
Was it cooked?
It was cooked. Yeah. It stunk. And so it must have been my kids.
Oh, my God.
I bet
she
looked at it like I was looking for that.
Yeah. I thought I had 3 hamburgers. Now I only got 2 hamburgers. I don't know what happened. God. Damn it.
I mean, fuck, dude, man. I mean, everybody has to, like, dude, it's, I don't fucking care who you are, bro. Nobody has not fucking had to do that. No, what if it banged a big chick?
Me.
Now you put it in the ether.
Do it. So you're 31 years old. I didn't make, well, I made my mistake. I was 19. And I made plenty in between then. So, Jamal, get on the fucking train and just I'm telling you, just throw.
You got to take one for the team. Your team.
Well, you know, and listen, I have another friend who's, he's a good looking guy. And do you remember Ronnie, it was a bar that was on was at Main Avenue? What was the street right above your house? There was a main road, like you had to go down.
What are you going to go back, Ronnie? You going to go back there?
Yeah, Ronnie's like, well, we're picking up that fatty. Listen, all I was hoping, I never got like a DNA test years later and was like, you know what I mean?
Because little Jeff running around, hey, you want a hamburger? Yeah, who the fuck is this kid?
There was no social media back then, you know, so she wasn't going to find me, you know? But yeah, I'm glad there's no DNA. Like, I'm glad I didn't have a little.
And I don't think anything happened, bro. I mean, the only accident that happened that night was you finding a burger that she
exactly.
wanted to eat.
And I think I was smart enough back and young enough to put a condom on back then, too, I think.
I mean, I wasn't. I know. I know, but I know there's nobody running around.
I mean,
if there is, you'll find me. I already did my 23andMe.
Yeah.
throw your DNA out there.
Speaking of that, I have another sister now.
What?
Yeah, because... my sister found my dad on Ancestry last August.
Oh, jeez.
She's 48 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Where is she, New York?
Jersey.
There you go. She knows where to live, bro.
Yeah. Her and Sebastian fucking Bach.
Yeah, they know where the right state is, man. Yeah. They're in the right state of mind.
Yeah, you know, listen, man, if I wasn't trying for Florida or anything, I'd next to Wendy's on Main Avenue. Ronnie, I don't remember.
Yeah, he's going outside for this one.
Yeah. Ronnie, there was he's down in Florida now. He's not in Scranton anymore.
Oh,
but it was not far from your house, Ron. I mean, we were unable to walk there.
I mean, if you were both inebriated, you're not going to remember either one.
No, I remember there was a pool table. I remember walking in on the left-hand side. There was a pool table. I mean, the bar was on the left. In the back room, there was, like, I think, two pool tables, because I think me and you were playing pool also. And these big girls were staring at us.
They're like, they look like nice hamburgers.
Yeah. And Ronnie was like, nope, I'm not doing the other one.
Oh, he didn't take one for the team?
No, he didn't. He didn't do the other one.
Oh, he wasn't that fucked up then, man.
Yeah, he was fucking slave, fell asleep in the in my car. And he was cool enough to stay sleeping in my car while I.
So he wasn't that drunk.
What's that?
He's trying to pieces.
Yeah, I don't remember the name of the place, but. He was listening. He was cool enough to fucking stay in my car and nap in my car while I went upstairs.
Then he wasn't wasted because he was smart. If you're fucked up, you would have went in there and be like, I got the other bitch.
Listen, back in the day, Ronnie was a good-looking guy, and he was – I'm not saying he's not a bad-looking guy now, but Ronnie was very picky back in the day. He was Jamal picky.
One of those.
Yeah, Ronnie wouldn't go banging some fucking fatty, you know?
Some fatty boom baddie, bro. Now,
with me, I had no standards, none at all. I was like, fuck it, take what I could get.
Standards, man. I got quality beef.
Yeah.
Quality beef.
Wagyu.
Listen, you know I'm just fucking deli salami. I'm just the fucking deli salami over here. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God, man.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody, dude. Everybody I know, bro, fucking banged a fat chick, bro. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Oh, my friend. One of my friends, I won't say his name. Rhymes with remind. Forget it.
That's a sign that you just shouldn't say.
Yeah, I shouldn't say it. I was going to say what it rhymes with, but you know what? I'm not going to say it. So it was funny. He was at the old Lucky 13 one time, and he was see Ronnie, he had standards back then, and so we were at Lucky. He was hanging, drinking at Lucky 13. He took this girl home. He's a good looking motherfucker too, and this girl was really big. She could have swallowed him like whole. And it was really funny because he was like, ah, fuck it. You know what I mean? He took this girl home. And on the way to her house, there used to be a bagel teacup on Fifth Avenue over here. It was a bagel place that was open. And she stopped in there at 4 o'clock in the morning because they had the fresh bagels like coming right out of the freaking oven. Oh. She's like, oh, we stopped. And I was like, did you still bang her after her picking up the bagels? He's like, yeah, fuck yeah.
How many bagels we talking in?
Probably 62, bro.
God,
62 fucking bagels. And I'm going to eat 22 of them right now
cab.
3 blocks away from her house.
I don't know. Hey, man,
what are you going to do?
Because now I'm thinking of all the fucking big chicks I've been with. Oh, my God. They weren't, though. And a lot of the big chicks I've been with, their faces were gorgeous.
Of course.
If they lost weight, bro, they would have been fucking like dime-piece models.
Ugly. I'm telling you, the fat stretches out the ugly. It's what happens, dude.
This one chick, she was like a big Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, listen.
Like, her face looked like Angelina Jolie if she was fat.
Yeah. I banged this chick. She looked like a...
God, I just fucking hope she knows.
Listen, I banged this chick too. She looked like a fat Jennifer Aniston. Like, gorgeous. You know what? She got skinny finally. Yeah. You know what? She looked like Jennifer Aniston got dropped on her face. That's what fucking happened. I'm telling you, the fat, it stretches out the ugly, bro. I'm just saying, you know?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
I hear all kinds of guilt over there.
Yeah.
Nah, man, she was cute, man. No, look, she was a goth chick, Costa Rican, you know, Puerto Rican, Costa Rican, both mixed. Face was on point. She was cute.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Okay.
She was like 200 pounds.
Okay. That's not that big, too. I mean, I guess it is for a girl. Was she 5'3"?
She was like 5'4", 5'5", something
like
that.
Oh, yeah. That's big. That's big.
You're at a goth club, bro. You got to go home with somebody.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. That fucking couple... Tell me about it. You don't have to tell me. remember the dead fuck? Yes, I remember the dead fuck. DSI chick.
What?
Yes. There was a girl.
Banged a dead chick?
She was like banging a dead chick. Yeah. Oh. We called her DSI chick.
DSI.
Yes. Yeah, because she was... She was a death metal chick. Yeah, and she was really cute, too. Yeah. She was really cute. But God, just fucking lay there like
a dead
fucking,
fish.
Yeah, kind of like I didn't feel right about it because I felt like I was fucking a corpse. You know what I mean? And that's not cool.
Maybe that's her thing.
It's not cool to fuck a corpse.
Yeah, Leroy calls that starfish.
Yeah.
Oh, starfish. Jesus Christ.
Listen, if she would actually just like put out like she was, she just like literally laid their hands on her sides. I don't even think I got a moan from what I remember.
Damn.
You know? Yeah.
That's real death metal, bro.
Funny.
Yeah, straight really. Death
metal. That's real creepy.
She was super cute, too, man. It was a shame.
Was she nice afterwards?
I don't remember. She but yeah, she was. I remember she was very sweet. She was very sweet. But yeah, it was a shame.
Sounds
a
shame. Dark.
Yeah, man. Yeah, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? All right, we got to start wrapping things up. We're getting late over here. We've been going for a little while.
Yeah. This chick. My wife is hilarious. The roads open up. All my money back.
What happened?
No, fucking me. My wife is like telling me. She's like, oh, the roads open back up. I was like, well.
What happened? What the roads closed down?
There was construction or whatever. You know? And I'm like, well, I would like my money back that I gave you for the other Uber.
you sent money for an Uber?
No, I threw her extra money.
Like, you know, whatever. Nice of you.
Whatever. I'll get dinner.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
There you go.
Teams. You want to watch the video, bro?
What video?
Of your commercial.
No, go on our Instagram or Facebook. And
you motherfuckers. Go on the Instagrams, go on the YouTubes, go on the Facebooks and see the commercial because Jeff doesn't want to show you.
Yeah, no. I mean, listen, yeah, go on our Instagram page. Or go on my Instagram page, JeffLucky13. Or go on our Lucky13 Facebook. You can see our commercial that we put out. And, you know, I think we might start doing, I would like to do it again, me and Frankie. You know, Frankie's my boy.
I think you guys should have your own little fucking mini series.
Yeah?
You know, like a little 5 minutes mini series of you and Frankie
and
interacting
Jeff.
In the like you're doing stuff or whatever, and then you have the fucking bunny come out. Hey Jeff, you know what you want me to some shit. You
and
know?
Frank and Jeff go to McDonald's.
Yeah, there you go.
Like, what
Frank
are we doing?
It could be like a MTV show.
Yeah. I mean, bro, just you guys just off the fucking camera is a fucking is
yeah, just
is a,
interactions
is a
between
Frank
you
and Jeff,
Frankie.
Frank and Jeff baking cookies. You know what I mean? I
Frank and Jeff go to Jetro.
There you go.
It is a sight to see me and Frankie. Okay. Frankie's fucking hilarious.
Just
man.
Mic you up, have you screaming at him and Jeff. put everything in the car.
You just got to put a disclaimer in the beginning. This is all fucking fake, and you know we're.
It's not fake. Me, oh God, Frankie had me cracking up today, man. Frankie came out with a good one. It was funny. He said, he was helping me put liquor away. We were like doing all the liquor on the shelves, and he's helping me put it away. And he said something about. There was a bourbon that I was, but he's like, oh, my dad used to drink that. We used to drink that. And I watched porn with him one time. I was like, what? I was like, you watched porn with your old man? He's like, yeah, once I watched. He's like, it wasn't hardcore porn. I said, as long as he wasn't jerking you off while you were watching it. And he's like, no, that's what my uncle was for. I was like, yeah, Frankie with the quick one.
Oh, my God, man. Bro, you should have like little blogs of you and Frankie, man. Little quick 2 minute jam, 3 minute blogs.
Yeah, well, maybe we'll do something.
It'll be good, man.
All right.
Because he's famous.
Yeah. So we'll say goodbye to everybody and we'll talk to you guys next week. Fucking lead us out.
You guys got anything coming up? Anything in the works for Lucky coming up? Any shows? Anything?
We do. We got some good shows. Go on the fucking calendar and take a look. I don't know.
Stick around, find out.
Yeah, go ahead and come. That doesn't mean, Jamal, you're going to say go to our social medias and look.
Well, I was like, stick around and find out. You're going to kick somebody's head? Yeah. Stick around and find out.
Yeah, avoided saying fuck around.
Yeah, stick around
Follow
and find
everybody.
Stick around for what?
Stick around and find out. Like, what am I finding out here, bro?
Guys, hopefully we'll be back next Tuesday, as long as everything goes well, right? We'll see you guys next Tuesday.
Oh, no, definitely, bro. We'll be back
next
Tuesday,
we'll be back next Tuesday. Guys, 4:30 next week. We'll talk to you guys again.
All right, man. Make sure you check out everything Lucky 13 Saloon, Facebook, Instagram, YouTubes, man. Make sure you go on Jeff's Instagram page because it's open and he's a public figure. And show him some love, man, like everybody else, man. Show him a lot of love,
show
bro.
Show me some love, too. And if you're a...
Cowboy from... What is it? Cowboy from Hell?
Cowboy from Hell _13.
There you go. Come over here and show Jamal what's up. Show him what's up.
Like, fat
not in a bad way, man. Yeah. Buy the man a drink or something, man. Make a blog.
Thick girls.
Thick girls don't cry. They moan. See you guys next week.
All right.